We're going to continue on into the story of Jesus' birth tonight. And there's so much about Jesus' birth that's unexpected, right? He was born in a manger. He was born in a barn. He was born of a virgin. All these things are so unexpected. But in the midst of this unexpected location for the birth of the Son of God, who better to visit Jesus than a group of shepherds, right? They were out watching over their flocks as they normally would, perhaps in some of the very same fields that young King David watched over his flocks when he was growing up in Bethlehem. They were just going about their business as usual when the angel appeared. Now, angels have played a big role in the early chapters of Luke. They were sent by God to proclaim this climactic piece of God's grand redemption plan, a plan that was and is still proceeding. The angel Gabriel came to Zechariah to announce the birth of John. He then appeared to Mary to announce the birth of Jesus. Now an angel appears to a group of unsuspecting shepherds. And it's in this appearance to the shepherds that Luke includes an intriguing detail that he doesn't mention in the first two angelic appearances, that to the shepherds, the glory of the Lord shone around them.
Yeah, and this glory is kind of almost a theme throughout Luke's gospel. It shows up in Luke chapter 9 at the transfiguration with Jesus on top of a mountain. And it shows up again in Luke 21 when Luke says that Jesus will come in power and majesty. It's almost as if this glory is this little like glimpse beyond the veil into God's realm. It's like a little window into the world of God where His light shines like the sun, where his glory and all its radiance is. It's like we get a little sneak peek behind the curtain into where God lives, and the typical reaction to seeing this is basically to freak out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our brains just really aren't built to handle this kind of glory, and so when one of us catches a glimpse of it, we just can't quite handle it. But the angel's first words to the shepherds, as they were to Zechariah and to Mary, are don't be afraid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good luck with that. But this mind-blowing glory that they were seeing and experiencing was not a sign of God's judgment, but of his love and his mercy. And the angel goes on to say, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. I've not come to announce wrath and fire and brimstone, the angel assures the shepherds, but good news of great joy for everyone. And that good news was the birth of Jesus. The angel then calls Jesus by three names or titles that I want to talk a little bit about: Savior, Christ or Messiah, and Lord. Now, a Savior is, of course, someone who saves people from something.
Write that down.
Brilliant insight there, I know. Yeah. But from what? From what is Jesus saving the people? Well, good Jews at this time probably would have heard this term Savior in reference to the Roman Empire. The Jews were living under Roman rule, and if you were to ask them collectively, from what do you need saving, they probably would have answered Rome. They longed for the days like that of King David, when they were a strong and free and formidable nation, and they wanted to go back to those days. And so Savior to them would have meant being saved from Rome. But Jesus wasn't that kind of Savior. Not in the sense that he was concerned with giving the people this national power and influence that they wanted. He was concerned with saving the people from slavery to sin and death and injustice. And so he did.
Yeah, and the second title that the angel gives to Jesus is Messiah, which is a word that means, you know, chosen or anointed one. And in the Greek, it's this Greek word Christos, which translates as Christ into English. And basically, the angel is there to declare that this baby, this Jesus, is the one they've been waiting on. He's the one we've been hoping for, praying for, longing for, waiting for. This is the guy, y'all. Like, this is the one. And it's interesting to think about, only a messenger of God could have known that this baby was different than every other baby. Just any normal person would not have known that Jesus was anything more than just a normal infant. But the messenger of God is announcing that this is the Messiah. And he's really echoing the announcements of God's message.